You must be heard, you must be understood, and you must be pleased.
Greetings and welcome to episode 332 of the Radio Orphans Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you original, independent music for your listening pleasure.
That's right, John.
Hey, we're here and sliding into deep autumn here around Minnesota. Although it's been nice, but it's definitely a change of season is in the air, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's been more gentle than previous years, it seems like. It seems like usually it's like someone flips a switch, and it's like one day it's 50, and the next day it's like 10 below.
Yeah, we're like actually having some kind of transition.
Yeah, an actual transitional period, jacket weather that you can enjoy. You can wear your hoodie in comfort.
Absolutely.
It's nice.
You know I am. Hey, I'm excited that the artist One Blue Nine has a new song, and...
Yeah, I'm excited too.
We're playing him in this podcast, and he's an all very old friend of the Radio Orphans, and been following him for
goes way back.
Yeah, almost a decade.
Whoa!
Yeah,
time flies.
It does go fast, but this is not a 10-year-old song. This is new, hot off the presses, and probably a podcast exclusive.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
We also got a submission from another artist we played before. We're happy
that's
to
right. B-Polar, and that's they're coming up.
He let us know that he had some new music available. Yeah. He just shot us an email with the song attached. And, he emailed us at radioorphanspodcast@gmail.com. Real easy to do. He
sure
did it,
is.
And here it, you know, he's on this podcast. So
yeah, that's coming right. Up. And we got 7 songs, no interruptions.
Let's just get to it. You ready?
Yeah.
I want to get to this One Blue Nine. I'm excited.
Yeah, me too. It's One Blue Nine, and the song Each Word Was Like a Bullet.
Thank you. thinking about moving to the seaside. Maybe rain clouds. Don't ever want to waste a drop. Maybe you and I are waiting for everyone to know. Look, or maybe Arizona. Be honest, I know you want it. Maybe Arizona. Maybe the rivers are meant to show the way. Maybe messages, if only we could hear. Maybe the sand dunes remind us of what happens to mountains. Maybe you remind me of Sunday mornings on the beach, or maybe Arizona. Be honest, I know you want it. Maybe Arizona. Take your coat and let's go now.
Trust me, I'm not right.
Hey, we're back, and you just heard the Radio Orphans song, Funny Shoes. That's off our album, Unclaimed Freight. You know, there's a great video for that, too, at YouTube. You know, hit us up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's a ton of video up there.
Yeah.
For pretty much all of our songs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's available torrents. And speaking of torrents, yeah, we've surpassed now. Take a guess how many torrents have been downloaded through Mininova of our content, roughly.
What would you just say? Half a million.
We are at 1 million.
Nice.
And 24,000, give or take a few downloads.
And that's a MP3 format podcast,
right? That's right. Podcast. That also includes, some of our songs and things like that, too.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
I looked, the last I looked, I think it was episode 224. Had been downloaded 27,000 times.
Nice.
Yeah. That's just one of 180 pieces of content.
Right.
Out of there, a million times. And that, you know, they get them from other torrent sites will
pull from there.
Yeah, pull from there. But that's pretty good. It's not like a number pulled out of the air or something like that. It's,
it's a real number.
They keep track of that tracking and all that, so. You know, high five, dude. That's pretty good.
Nicely done, I guess. I'll pat ourselves on the back for that. Yeah. That's a milestone, I guess.
Yeah, and it's just a reminder that, you know, it is available in torrent. You know, we don't necessarily keep up with the exact week, but you'll be getting close.
Yeah.
You know, go check us out at mininova.org. Really easy to do.
Right on.
Hey, again, it's nothing like having an old friend with a new song, and it's TK Major and his band One Blue Nine. And Each Word Was Like a Bullet is what we opened up this podcast with.
Fabulous song.
I'm glad that
alternative rock
the podcast. Yeah, he has a cool video for that too. So go scope it out if you want. Follow through on the link. Find him
I
on
think
Facebook.
There's a he's got like a oneblue9.com/OBN blog BLG.
Sure.
Link, and that's got a. I think the video's right there. It's like that cool. Song's right on that page. So go.
Cool. I'm glad you followed through on his link there. And,
oh yeah. SoundClick wasn't good enough. SoundClick is good, but I had to see like his webpage.
Yeah.
It was nicely done.
Yeah,
so
I like he did a great thing too, a year of songs, and that was pretty cool. So,
oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know, he's been around for a bit and always enjoy his music.
He's out of California.
He sure is. Long Beach, I believe, or in that area. Probably hanging with Snoop Dogg.
Down with the LBC.
Yeah, absolutely. He is the LBC. And we go from California to Illinois with the band Trip Effect.
That's right, and the song Dead Man Walking.
Absolutely. I guess that's appropriate to follow up. Each Word Was Like a Bullet, Dead Man Walking.
Right, huh?
I don't know. Alternative rock from Illinois, huh?
Yeah, good stuff. ReverbNation.com.
All right.
/Trip Effect. Easy.
Yeah, great song too, guys.
Yeah, as this next artist too, I really thought this was interesting. Amphibic.
Yeah, and their song, Maybe Arizona.
And that's some, I guess we're just going to go with indie rock for a genre out of London.
London, United Kingdom.
Looks like they got quite the band together. Yeah. There's quite a few members and cello.
Yeah,
like
four or five
band quite a
members.
Few, yeah. So they
like
looks
a full
like
band.
A, yeah, full band. Sounds pretty good. Looks good.
And nice kind of Western romantic sound of just, it's neat to hear, you know, someone out of the UK doing that stuff.
Yeah. Definitely. It has like that trip hop kind of feel to it, too, in a way. And
it's cool. Their own sound.
Yep. Good stuff.
Absolutely. And from London, it's, Brazil.
That's
from London to Brazil, only in the Radio Orphans podcast. And we're talking about the band Rusty Project.
Yeah. Their song, and appropriate enough, The End of Autumn. I guess we're not quite there yet, but
close.
But close, but
counting those days down.
RustyProject.com.
Yeah. It's easy. That's an easy one. And we don't play too many artists from Brazil. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's always good to play something.
Yeah, absolutely. From South America. All right. From Brazil, back up to Illinois. Why not, huh?
Yeah, right. Lee Berry was the artist.
Yeah, and the song Turbines. And we're going with down-tempo instrumental.
Yeah, kind of almost jazz or definitely jazz influence for sure. If not just, you could have gone with jazz, I guess is what I'm saying too. It's hard to kind of.
It was kind of like you could watch those big wind turbines spinning and listen to his song. It was fitting. Like I can imagine that seeing those things out, you know.
Cool stuff. LeeBerry.net.
Yeah, and next is the artist that let us know he had a new tune, and we're talking about B. Polar.
That's right, and the song Beast. And I guess we're calling it alternative modern rock from Germany.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe some industrial kind of, influence in there for sure. But
a little heavier than that light industrial we played the previous week, but it wasn't the complete full-on porn liquid metal, right? I mean, I mean, 4G.
Yeah.
But there was some tinge. It was like on the outskirts of heavy industry.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely. Good work.
Cool song. It was good. Thanks for letting us know. And
yeah, I really enjoyed that last one. I can't remember which podcast it was, but wow, he's a great guy. So follow through on the links, be-polar.com. Really easy to remember.
That's pretty easy.
And from the Beast, Two Funny Shoes, from your humble host, the Radio Orphans, and that tune on Enclaim Freight. Pick it up on iTunes. Yeah, spare us a 99 cents, or though actually it comes down to about 657 or 67 cents total for
that's what we
us.
Get.
Yeah, enough for a packet of ramen between us.
Yeah,
and we can fight for the sauce.
Absolutely.
Hey, this podcast, intro to this podcast, courtesy of Clarity and the Brothers P. All the music we play in this podcast is used with permission.
We thank you
for listening.